Hello, everyone, and welcome to Halloween Horror Events, a podcast what talks about horror events in the UK and ones in like Orlando, Florida, HHN. And what we're talking about today, Hallow Scream at SeaWorld. I'm Phil, and obviously, there's no Joe, but he's here, the man, the myth, the legend, the man who bought me a TGI's hot dog, and he wasn't happy with the server. Simon.
Yeah, well, you could have had whatever you wanted. You didn't necessarily have that. I'm just a hot dog,
Mate, I had a Sunday roast that night as well. There was no way I was eating anymore.
but you fat bastard. But yeah, I'm back. I'm back from dying for the last few months.
People, if you're trying to figure out what you mean, is basically we've all been getting the flu, and the time you've listened to this, you've probably all had it as well because it's rife around the world.
But I have a pub. I think I mentioned I was off camera on a couple for the YouTube ones.
It's a
My
rotten.
eyes have been pushed up, puffed up like mad. But yeah, I'm back to probably 99%.
Funny thing is, this probably ain't going on YouTube
I
because I
know
couldn't be
that's why.
bothered.
That's why.
I
That's why
couldn't
I
be
put
bothered to
up.
set it up.
That's why I know. Put away. I did that wave and then just didn't bother.
People, while you're listening to this one, just to allude, we've got a few episodes still to come out here and now, or die if this is the last one. But we're going to disappear for a bit and then we're going to come back next year. Soft reboot, same name, slight music change, and we're going to be a bit more set up as a show. And that's pretty much it. It's still
Hopefully.
going to be us free. It's going to be us free. There's just a few little changes to it. I think we can improve it and get our numbers back up. And I can see three. I can see two Chuckies and a Tiffany behind Simon. Don't know why you're moving the camera. No one's going to notice it.
I know, but I'm just trying to
I
focus
can
so
even
we can
see.
see a bit better.
I can't believe this. Someone at the top. I can't see him.
Oh no, you can. He's always in the corner. You don't mean you can never see him. Oh, what? This is completely good. This is what we're not
Go
going to
on.
do in the next
This,
few
oh
shows.
no, we are. We're going to have
No.
general chat at the beginning and then get into news.
Oh, there's a meme going around. That meme is going around again with Where's Wally? Or Where's Waldo for you Americans? Someone says, oh, I'll put John Cena in the picture. Can you find him? And just people just don't get it. They just don't get the joke. And it's like,
That's a good joke.
you can see the comments like, I can't see him. I can't see him. I think, well, that's the whole point. Crazy world.
Oh, Simon's drinking. Is that wine?
No, dark fruit. Julie's
Fair enough.
last bit batch.
Julie is ill as well. So
Yeah, just
we're gonna blame Joe for this because we met up with him, did Tully Shocktoberfest. We will be talking about the English ones in the future. And we both got ill. Simon got ill a couple of days before me, and then I got ill.
yeah.
We've all had different levels. Simon sounds like he had it worse than me. Joe had it maybe a little bit worse than me, and Julie's on death's door.
Yeah, I don't think Julie's got this flu that's going on. I think she's actually got a fever because she's got a huge, massive temperature. I was trying to keep her cool.
Right, so what we're going to do is we're going to get through this episode nice and quickly. So, where do we start? We're talking about Hallow Scream at SeaWorld Orlando. It's second year, third year or second?
Third, because we missed the first year because we couldn't get over.
Yeah, so it's their third year, my second year to the event. And I want to start off with positives on this one. And that's my plan for the future altogether. And then I'm going to get onto my little rants, what I love
So
doing. And
I'll start you off. What on what day of the week did you go? That's a good question. Because that can make a difference on your event.
it's either a Friday or a Saturday. I flew home on a Saturday, it had to be a Friday.
Because you did attempt to go on a Sunday, but it wasn't open.
Yeah, let's get out of there. So I, for some reason, in my head, thought Hallow Screens was on Sundays as well. What, quite frankly, C word your divs. We haven't changed yet, so I can still be me. Why wouldn't you run it on a Sunday? Oh, well, I'll get to that in a bit. There is a bloody good reason why you don't run it on a Sunday, and I think you'll figure out how I get on through this. quite frankly. But
So
I'll be
yeah, you went on a Saturday,
Friday.
Friday.
I flew home on Saturday.
I'll just come out with the elephant in the room. Any changes to the houses when they said there was?
Yeah,
That is the most unconvincing yet in
yeah,
the
I don't want to be negative yet. So yeah, there was changes. There was.
Yeah, but that's actually I'm not slagging it down. But when they advertise it as new reimagined houses, I knew for a fact it wouldn't be, and I'm just been proven right
No.
by them.
Let's get a positive out here.
Go on.
I think their houses inside, the props and sets, are fucking beautiful. They look
Ah, okay.
really good.
Maybe
There
because
you
they're
go.
all year round and they can keep them
They're
up.
beautiful sets.
Yeah.
Sets being the word for the house, whatever it's called, maze.
Yeah. So what
I'm
with
doing
that,
good here, not
are you
giving it
saying there
away.
wasn't many scare actors?
Well, let's say I've had more salads.
So in other words, no scare actors then.
There was a sparse few. It
Yeah.
was it there was bits where you could walk for 1 minute to 2 minutes and you wouldn't see anybody. And
Yeah,
I don't want to be negative.
I'm gonna say I've seen this in the little comments when we do any of the UK ones that I've been doing, and the pulsing aspect. I think it's a pulsing issue, is to have enough scare actors to keep that pulse right. But if that pulse rate doesn't get hit, the scare actors can't get back round to do the job. It was done fantastic in Blackpool, by the way, which I'll come on to when we do the UK ones. There's some negativity in that as well, so don't worry. My negativity will be there. But there was they did the pulsing aspect as well, but they did it with limited scare actors. But the scare actors seem to be with you for longer. That makes sense.
Put it this way, there was more
So.
scare actors in Tully Shocktoberfest when we put the hoods on over our heads.
Yeah. Yeah,
And there weren't
that's.
many in that. Yeah,
Well, there's a lot of noise.
a lot of bloody speakers. That's all that was. By the way, Tully's shut up. Rubbish. I'm moving on from that. So,
So,
yeah, generally, houses, I looks wise, I can give the houses a good 8 out of 10. Scare actors, I
but
can only give them a 5 or a 4.
so an overall 6, 7
Yeah,
for the
it
house,
just
the
and
houses.
I'm going to put it down to a 5 because it's
Right.
basically you can reimagine it, slightly change it a little bit. The boat one, the pirate one, you just walked in. You remember the way we walked out? That's just how they changed it. You walked in that way instead.
Right. So the other way you went
And
through the house
the
backwards.
most scary thing about that is when I was walking out and I was walking, touching the wood, their old wood, I got a bloody splinter.
Should
I
have sued him.
pulled it home. All the way back to
So,
England, part of SeaWorld.
going off the houses, scare zones. Was there any improvement to the scare zones?
Oh, there was more statues,
Right.
like mannequins and things like that. Less fog
Right.
was obviously a positive from last year because there was miles too much fog last year. The one, I think the scare zone what had all the scare actors was the red light district one.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen this, but yeah, if you took a kid in there,
Yeah, so that
yeah.
was the probably the bit be going behind towards Mako that way.
Yes, because you go onto Mako in a different route onto it. You don't go through the normal route to get on Mako.
Yeah, I know what you mean. So, not very kid friendly for scare
That
zones then.
area, no, it was Well, how do I put this? Because you've got people out there in communities now. I think you're attacking. I've heard other podcasts saying, "Oh, this was beautiful. It was great." What the fuck was it to do with horror? I don't mind going to Amsterdam and seeing that shit, but if I'm going to a horror event, I don't want to see naked
Be
people
honest,
basically
if you
grinding
look
up
at
and down.
yeah, but the genre between horror and sex is very, very taboo. It's very close related.
No, this was a
Or
red light district. This was Amsterdam's red light
yeah, but
district.
that's what I'm saying. But if you look at the crossroads between horror and sex, it's kind of mixes in with each other. It's a taboo subject. Anyway, let's move on.
Tom was like, "Oh shit! I won't be like this next year on show, guys. So I'm getting it all out now.
You might even be
Won't
on
be
the
able
show next
to
year,
go.
man.
I've just sacked myself."
Varieties of rides. I know there was a new ride open for
Surfer
this year.
ride.
Yeah. So with this, was it the same rides as last year? And they just added pipelining?
Yeah,
Or did they take
and
away?
they all walk ons basically again, apart from Pipeline. You had to wait about 5 to 8 minutes to get on Pipeline, but it's a new ride, so what do you expect? Everyone went
So
to it.
if you wanted the main courses at SeaWorld, it's worth getting a ticket just for Howl's Scream. That's
Alice
a
Cream.
positive.
The only way I would go back to Alice Cream next year is if I was going for roller coasters.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you can't get a day ticket to SeaWorld, and you can get it for $35, I think it is. You got, was it two for one? Something like that. It works out at $30 each you
Yeah,
paid.
I don't care.
Yeah, but that's the same.
I just don't want to go back.
Yeah, but for $30, it gets you onto the main roller coaster if you want to.
On the bright side, I didn't moan at Monster Stomp.
No, because I was going to mention that, but you didn't watch any of the shows. I already
No,
know
I didn't
that.
go to it. So
Yeah.
I didn't have a
No.
problem with it this year.
So, as a whole event, what would you give it out of 10 for everything together? Oh, the bars.
Growth.
Sorry. Did you go and see
Oh,
any of the
bars.
bars?
They looked interesting. The bars looked very good. I don't want to do the thing yet because I want to get into my rant about the disability thing. Now,
Right. Okay. Yeah. I was just thinking if you give your score of the event itself and not what personally happened
okay, score
first and
yourself
then.
4 out of 10.
Right, okay.
Hardly anyone there, hardly any scare actors there. It was too empty. And I've heard a few people saying how great that was. No, I think I need a happy medium between how busy Halloween Horror Nights is and how quiet that was. I
Yeah.
need something in between.
What Halloween Horror Nights used to be.
Yeah. If they had a few more scare actors there as well, but Hallow Scream, because I'll give you a positive. I always think the scare actors do a better job at Hallow Scream.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, the zombie guy wasn't there this year, was he? He looks
No,
like he's
he's
moved
rich now.
away.
He doesn't need to be there.
Yeah. So let's move on to the negative Nancy. Oh, well, it's not negative. It's actually, I think it's a relatively good rant to begin. And it's a pre-warning for anyone else who's going to the event again.
Well,
So
especially
go on.
things like mobility.
Get it off your
So, I
chest.
had a friend with me who has to have a mobility scooter. What's not a problem because you get the disability pass. Brilliant. So you either get thrown through the express straight away, just like Halloween Horror Nights, or you get time to come back and then go through the express. Not a problem. But the first house as you walk in, I can't remember what it was called.
It's the sea
Which is
people
thing
women,
of this
yeah.
thing. Yeah. Anyway,
Sirens.
you. Yeah, that's it. Whatever what it's called, I can't bloody remember anymore. But you walk in and then you put your mobility scooter outside. That's fine, isn't it? They give you a wheelchair if you want to take one in,
Okay.
or you walk through. So anyway, I walk through the house and that we all walk through the house. That's all fine. Now I've got to say I'm going by Halloween Horror Night standards here, so maybe I'm a bit over the top. So we get out the outside of the house. I'm looking around like, where's the bloody mobility scooter? So I go to a member of staff. We've got a mobility scooter. This gentleman can't walk much. Where is it? Oh, sorry, sir. You've got to walk all the way back around half the park to get back to the house to walk through the queue to get the mobility scooter. So 10, 15-minute walk back with someone who can barely walk.
Yeah, so
And
do you know that if
by the way, I'm not having to go at the staff at the event.
yeah.
I've got this news. I'm having to go at the rich wig who's got a trophy wife, a big house, and a car to make up for their penis size, right? Who's got no fucking brain on their fucking head. Who thought, hey, don't worry about it. They can walk back around. I'm an idiot. We'll make the house as big. We'll make them look good. Okay, but we discriminate against disabilities,
Yeah.
wankers.
So if you're wondering, the Sirens House, you walk inside outside of the bar, you have to go down it's like a back entrance, come out there, and then you come out like the near towards the main
Basically at
entrance.
the front, yeah.
So you've got to walk all the way back round to where you've already queued up to get the village. Yeah, that is absolutely ridiculous. That, sorry, but SeaWorld, you need to address that for next year because that allowing, yeah, you give people the access for disability and all that, great. You do everything you can to help them, but then you're going to have to say to them, well, you're going to have to walk all the way back to get your mobility scooter. Yeah, they
Now,
might have offered you a wheelchair.
not every house was that long, but every house had the same policy. The
Understand.
wheelchair was always at the front.
I can see from their side, they'll say, well, we did offer you a wheelchair. You could always take the wheelchair and then push him back round. But you shouldn't have to walk
Yeah,
all
but
the go back to the beginning of
if
the
you've
house.
not had this before and they can just about walk through these houses and they're not warning you, you have to walk all the way back around. Why are you going to take the wheelchair?
Yeah.
So,
Well, you would take the wheelchair, though, wouldn't you, to push him back round again? But it's
yeah,
extra walking again.
if you're warned about it, yeah. Or here's an idea: have a couple of wheelchairs at the end. So the people who may walk through, but then their legs or whatever feeling a bit ropey, you can say, "Well, go in this wheelchair, and I'll push you back round." Simple fix.
Yeah, but also the other thing is as well. What's the other one at the entrance as well? Is it locker? Not the locker situation. Yeah, it's a locker situation, isn't it? The lockers are in the main entrance, but the entrance to SeaWorld is at the top again at the car park.
Yeah, let's get to the SeaWorld thing as well about prepaid cards, because everything's done by card now. Yeah, good luck getting one of them, guys, because that's in the front part of the park. You're not allowed in. Smart
Yeah, that was
SeaWorld.
that's what I meant. Yeah. Obviously, this year SeaWorld have gone cashless. Got nothing against people going cashless. It's fine. And do what they need to do because it does make sense for safety on the service side. They can't make
Lot less,
mistakes, and
yeah, a lot less theft.
there's less chances of theft. But to have a cashless system and say, right, you need to put money on a prepaid card and have the prepaid card meters at the entrance where you can't actually access because you move the entrance to the end of the car park.
Well, I can't figure out why that entrance isn't open, to tell you the truth. Someone's got to figure this out for me,
I
because
think
Mako's open. So that area, if you're saying about animals, well,
No, I'm talking about
there's
it's
still
mainly,
noise.
yeah, it's, it, well, I'm going to say the it's where the flamingos are, the dolphins, the nursery for the stingrays, the dolphin nursery. So it's near towards the younger animals. That's all I can think of why that area is shut off. Because if you walk round past where all the pirate bay is, that area is actually shut off. You can't walk down that bit towards the nurseries. So that's all the reason I can think that area is shut off. But obviously, it means manning, but hiring more people to work the area.
So simple question, am I going back next year? No. I'd rather go down to Old Town and go and try out the haunted house there. I still haven't done, what's unbelievable.
Or if Sir Henry's are listening, start in September, please.
Yeah, around
Early
11th,
September.
around mid-September, right around the 11th.
Yeah, mid-September will be great.
So, if you do it, then we've got a few more days to show up. So, we got a few more days after that or something to show up. Mid-November, I mean, it's getting so big now. I'm not sure why they haven't opened this house up, because it sounds the most scary event, and I just want scares again. Right, negative Phil, that is rant. I just had to get this episode made. It's probably going to be the most negative I've been on any episode. So I'm going to ask him something. You are going to Orlando next year without being a secret.
No,
Are you
well, I think we've mentioned on Twitter. We have mentioned on
going to
Twitter.
Hallow Scream?
Probably not. I
That's
can't say yes
interesting.
or no yet because I might just do it as a sort. I might just do it for the to do the rides
You
because.
should do it. I think you should do it just to do Monster Stomp Part 3. What would be this? A different actor, a singer again. You love Monster Stomp.
No.
I actually think Monster Stomp, now more I think about it, is really good. I enjoyed it, and I should have gone and done it. There's a positive side, people. I could have had a good nap.
Yeah. But yes, we are officially going next year. Me and Julia booked. I think everyone knows Philip's already going.
I've
We've
decided he
got.
wasn't going because of prices. And then the prices went
Well,
dirt cheap.
we think Joe may be going, but we may be going later on in the year. We might be going in October.
So you've got a
Just
chance
kind
to
of.
see all three of us if you're a local.
Yeah. It's kind of a bit weird, though, because I actually booked my flights. Before Phil, and now Phil's on my flight. If you're
What
wondering,
Simon doesn't tell you, though, is I was the first person to notice how cheap these deals were.
yeah. When I yeah, it what was it? Was it? Oh, it was you or Joe in our group
No, it
chat?
was me.
Yeah,
I brought it up and said, guys, have you seen how cheap Orlando is right now?
for the price for well, I think it was £465 each or something return from Gatwick. So much cheaper than flying from Manchester at the
I
moment.
say my hotel and flight with suitcases, my ad. I think it was 1,100 and something pound each. And that was a standard room and Surfside Inn and suites. So we were well happy with that.
Well, I've got a week. We decide we're going to do a split stay this year. We're going to do Disney for a week,
Boo!
and then Universal for 8 days. And I've got Aventura
Yay!
booked.
Yeah.
Back at Aventura again. So don't say anything to anyone. Do a me. It's great.
Talking about people, I see RIP to Gaz. He's got a bonus and he's back off to Orlando in March or something. March or May, one of them two.
Yeah, I've not seen that, but
I saw it
probably
on
a
a
Mardi
Facebook
Gras.
group. Yeah, that's probably what he's going for because it's probably the most, it's probably more scary than Halloween Horror Nights. And it's cheaper.
Yeah, well, I actually enjoyed Mardi Gras when we went in February.
Of course you
That
do,
was
mate. It's
fun.
free. It's a free
Well,
add-on.
I know it's a free, but it was it's free, but you've got to have a certain ticket for it. Your season pass don't cover most of it.
Okay, guys. The idea of the show next year is Simon's going to be more of the lead host. I'm going to be a bit more reserved. Joe's obviously going to be on here. We're going to start it off with like a little bit of chit chat while our lives, what's going on, a bit of fun, go into news, then a topic, and then we might have a little joke about something at the end of it. But that's it. We just want a little bit more structure to the show.
Yeah,
And we're going to
well,
try and think about a release date and like date and the month sort of thing to bring out the show.
yeah. Well, we've tried monthly, and expanding up to weekly, bi-weekly. I think it might be a battle of being just every 2 weeks to get some shows pre-recorded, get them out there, so you've got something
Yeah.
to listen to every couple of weeks. Because we haven't really got if we. The only way we could really go into weekly would be if we turned this into a theme park podcast. And there's so many theme park podcasts out there.
The
Just
only
that
way
we're
we
going to
get weekly,
concentrate.
if only way I'd go weekly, mate, if we started getting a shitload more of listeners.
Yeah. Well, it yeah. Well, we could.
Yeah.
You get the listeners with the conferences. But what we could also do is we are going to concentrate a little bit more towards the UK haunts as well next year. Because from what I've done this year, there is a lot of better haunts in the UK than the US at the moment, from what we're
Well,
seeing.
there's a lot better than the ones we did
Yeah.
this year in
Well,
the
the thing is,
US.
I was gutted I couldn't get back to Sker City, which was one of my first events in the UK. Turns out they've now added two extra dates, Friday and Saturday, on the 10th and 11th of November. So I'm going on Friday night again.
Anyway, shall we end it here?
Yeah.
Field vlogs.
And if you want to follow us on all socials, Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok, which we don't use, at Epic Haunts.
Oh yeah,
No.
because we've gone back to that. I'm going now,
HHE
mate.
Pod.
Bloody hell,
HHE
Simon!
Podcast.
Simon went back 2 years.
Yeah. Well, if you have listened to this on Spotify, give us a follow and subscribe. iTunes, hit that
Follow and subscribe. Do you mean follow
and leave it.
and a nice
No,
five
it's
star review?
I think it's like follow and subscribe thing. It's same as what it is on iTunes now or
Oh, I
Apple
don't know. I know
Podcasts.
they ask for a nice. Usually on Spotify, they ask you for a nice review, don't they?
Yeah.
Usually, if you go onto the podcast, say like that new show, Ghost AI and Beyond, good show, that is. Just go and
Hell
check
yeah.
that out. You would press following. Then, yeah, you can
Yeah.
have a thing and give it 5 stars. It's got
Yeah.
one apparently, Ghost AI, and I don't know who did that.
Won't me. We could, yeah. So do that for Spotify. Same on Apple Podcasts. With a subscribe, follow on there. 5 star review. It would be very much appreciated. Like I said, if you've got a question, if you've got anything you want to ask us, the message boxes are open. If you don't want to do it over the social medias, the inboxes are open. Send us a message. Also, give a bit of love on Facebook. If you're old school, go on Facebook. Give HHE Podcast a follow on Facebook, because that's
And
where I've put quite a bit on.
YouTube channel, I'm going to tidy it up when we finally have a break because that needs proper
Yeah.
tidying up.
Yeah, we'll get that. So we'll have a playlist so you can follow each and every season. So from me, what do I usually say?
Say spooky.
No, I had something else the other week.
Sorry, seems to
That was it. I
be
just remembered
the
it. I just
hardest
remembered it. I
word,
just
like it
remembered
was
it.
still on.
Let the scourge commence.